From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus is one of 300 Canadians barred from traveling to Russia or investing in that country. They're on a blacklist issued by President Vladimir Putin. Angus says the blacklist is a sign of desperation as Putin and his oligarch friends are cornered and Putin is flailing in his war against Ukraine.
And I don't think we should be intimidated. I don't think people will be intimidated. Putin, the strong man, is now looking a bit more like Putin, who's very desperate and has really blown this horrific war that he's caused.
Angus sees his spot on the list as a badge of honor and says he feels stronger to speak up for the Ukrainian people, for democracy, and for taking on an international criminal. A community worker right across the city, and especially for his beloved Mountjoy Township, is a big part of Fern Tremblay's legacy. He died yesterday at the age of 90. He was the last pre-amalgamation reeve of Mountjoy, then served as its city councillor. Current Ward 1 councillor Rock Wissell was elected in 2018. He says he's following in Tremblay's footsteps.
Unfortunately, he ran for mayor a few times, but it wasn't successful. But I think it's the courage to put your name out there and to try to make a difference in the community is a role model that I've been following for the last 3 years.
St. Dominic Church on Norman Street in Mountjoy is where Fern Tremblay's funeral will be on Saturday morning at 10:30. Collège Boréal won't be joining other colleges and universities in the province in dropping its mandatory mask policy as of Monday. Communications officer Martin Laberge says even though the province is ending the mask policy, Boréal will keep it in place for the remainder of the semester and the foreseeable future. She adds that the mandatory vaccination policy is also in place until May 1st. It's back to the bargaining table for the union representing the faculty at Ontario's 24 public colleges and their employers. The union had set a Friday strike deadline, but now says it's willing to extend it if real progress is made in talks expected to take place tomorrow. Faculty, who are represented by OPSU, say they rejected an offer that the College Employer Council tried to push through last month. They've been working to rule since December. And the requirement for people coming into Canada to have a pre-arrival COVID-19 test could be dropped within 2 weeks. Several media reports say the federal government's requirement at air and land border crossings will be dropped by the end of the month. An announcement could come as soon as tomorrow. Right now, travelers have to show proof of a professionally administered or observed negative antigen test taken outside of Canada no more than a day before their flight or entry into the country. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.